Perfect. You're back. I knew you would be. This file is the culmination of all your training so far. I know what you want. You want to have a hands-free orgasm. Well, one that includes ejaculation anyways. That's good. I want you to have one too. So first, let me tell you a bit about them. Just like most organic things in this world, they come in all shapes and sizes. For some people, they come very easy. For others, they take years of training. It's a good thing you have me. I'll guide you through the process. And if you relax, if you obey, it can happen. It will happen. Sometimes when you least expect it. There's both a physical and mental component. Hopefully, you've been a good boy and been keeping up with your cock kickles. I made preparation for a reason, you know. You should be listening to it every other day at least. And your cock will get stronger, your erections higher, and your stamina in the bedroom will go up and up and up. A stronger cock has an easier HFO. Of course, there is also the mental component. You have to be relaxed, your mind in a tranced out state, so that the triggers of pleasure really travel through your body, shuddering and shaking you. Until for some people, you're practically vibrating, like a Sibian. If you don't know, a Sibian is a machine women, and sometimes men, use. It's basically a dildo sticking out of something that vibrates harder than a fucking washing machine. And it feels so good. I get absolutely moist at the thought of turning more men into Sibians. Making your cock vibrate inside of a nice warm pussy. Harder and faster than any sex. It's going to feel so good. First, though, you have to relax. Don't expect anything but to have a good time with me. Listen because you enjoy the way I make you feel. And just drop down into trance. It's easy. Your mind knows the pathways. You just have to relax. It's a bit unorthodox to make you do things before you are tranced out. But I just know you will be a good boy and try for me. Trust me, and you will relax so deep. We'll start with your lovely face. Take your fingers, raise them up to your eyebrows. Take your forefinger and your thumb, and right where the top of your nose hits your eyebrows and the hair for them begins, lightly pinch your eyebrows. Not hard, just firm. Right in the middle there, your forefinger's nails should be just about touching. Give that bit of flesh a little pull, and feel tension just dropping and draining away from your face. Move your fingers a little bit apart, still on your eyebrow, maybe a centimeter further, and just squeeze again. This in no way should be painful. Just relaxing. And slowly keep moving your fingers along your eyebrows. Pulling and squeezing gently. Good. All the way to the edges of your eyebrows. Good. Good boy. Now take your middle fingers and place them back in the middle of your face. On your corresponding eyebrows. And gently, firmly, in circles leading away from your face. And just massage a bit. Just all the way across your brow line. Feel the relaxation start to spread over your body. Right now, you are releasing oxytocin. You really are. This helps you relax, fills your body with a calming, warm feeling. Know that you are safe with me. When you have gone all the way to the side of your face, just keep rubbing in small, gentle circles. Just keep rubbing for me while I continue to talk, and you just continue to relax. Concentrate for a moment on the muscles surrounding your eyes, all around them and to the sides is your orbicularis oculi. Feel those corners of your eyes loosening. Eyes opened or closed, it doesn't matter. Just that you consciously focus on relaxing them. Feel them sanguine, slothful, relaxed. Eyeballs heavy, seeming to fall back into your skull. Tensing them might help, so try for me. Clench the area around your eyes a little bit. And now just let them relax. Good, good boy. Breathing through your nose. Feel your nostrils and let them relax. We are going to take a moment and make sure you can breathe fully and clearly. Move your fingers, still just the two middle ones, down along your cheekbones, deeper down until they reach the sides of the bottom of your nose. Press them into your face just a little bit, enough for your fingers to get a grip, and then keeping that pressure, slowly pull your fingers apart just a bit. Opening up your airways, bringing clean air deep inside of you. And with every full breath in, feel the air filling and lifting you above and beyond any and all troubles or stresses you might be feeling in your life. With every breath out, feel your mind letting go of having to control your thoughts and your actions. Just follow along with what I say to you. And feel your mind quieting down. Breathe in and relax. Breathe out and just go deeper. Let's focus on your mouth now, shall we? You're so tense here around your jawline, and we can't have that. Be a good boy and bring those two fingers, those instruments of my will, bring them down to the corners of your mouth. Move them out towards the sides of your face about an inch and feel around for a moment until you feel the muscles of your jaw. They are pretty tight, aren't they? Just massage them for a moment, nice and firm, each little circling motion sending more oxytocin through your body into your brain, sending wave after wave of relaxation rushing through you. Good. Good boy. Now just let your hands fall limply down. No longer needed. The results of their work is still there, of course. You can feel that your body has little tingles. Shivers, really, of pleasure in it. Calm and relaxing. They start at the top of your head, tingling in your scalp. Feel them running and falling as they go down deeper down your body, washing completely over you, down the back of your neck, down your face, tingling along the top of your spine as these washes, these waves, these tingles of relaxing pleasure wash over you. You might begin to feel them in your brain. A pleasant heaviness, like your head is holding all of the pleasure as it trickles down over your body, trickling down and releasing endorphins as it goes. I want you to picture it for a moment, that the calm, relaxing pleasure, the oxytocin is a physical, tangible thing. That your mind is a reservoir for this pleasure, this relaxing liquid. And that a slow, steady drop is going down. The veins in your body, the nerves in your flesh, carrying it down, down deeper and deeper. See it traveling down your spine as you feel it. Sending washes and waves of tingling pleasure. Again and again. Lower and deeper down your chest, feeling your nipples tighten and perk up. Deeper, feeling the pleasure just rolling over your body, penetrating deep into your hips, running lightly across your ass. Deep waves of relaxing and pleasant pleasure. Cool and light, deep and warm. Just waves of relaxation spreading all over your body, down into the thighs, just easing them, taking away all tension and leaving you limp. Calves loosening, everything just feels really good. Nice, wonderful. Into your feet now, feeling them filled with this liquid, this oxytocin. Relax. It feels good to be this relaxed. You could stay in this place if you wanted. Floating, recharging, really recharging. Like sleeping, healing, and refreshing your body at an accelerated rate. As you float here, just laying back, your body supported, your mind supported by my voice, my words. Letting them take you even deeper. It's so easy to let go and drop. It feels so good to just float. Your mind pleasantly hazed, nice and fogged. Deep in your mind under my control. And we are only going to go deeper. You will go deeper. More under my control with every breath in, deeper with every breath out. While we are here, we are going to go through some of your triggers, already installed in your mind. You simply have to hear me or anyone you willingly submit to say them, and they will come rising up from your memories to take you over. Drop. Remember this trigger? It brings you to this state of trance you are in now. When you hear drop in the proper setting, safe and with someone you trust, you drop deep into relaxing trance. With your full focus on the speaker, this only happens when it is their intent. It can't happen accidentally. Only if someone you trust and submit to tells you to drop. You drop deep into relaxing trance. The thinking part of your brain shut off and asleep. When you hear deeper, you will go deeper into this trance, feeling waves of relaxing pleasure and oxytocin drip down, wash down in waves all over your body again and again and again. Every time you hear the word deeper, you drop. Even deeper. These triggers are already installed deep inside of you. And every time you listen to a file that has these triggers, they grow even stronger, more effective, more pleasurable. Listening again and again brings you a sense of release from your worries and brings you ever further under my control. Let's practice before we go on. Fractionation is the process of bringing you out of trance and then right back in. And each time you do this, you will go twice as deep as before. It's well established that every time you go into trance, your mind is going along a pathway, a channel. And each successive time you go down, that path goes further into your mind. The channel gets deeper, making the trance stronger and stronger, eroding your will before me more and more. Now I know it's hard. You are happy and relaxed. relaxed and your body is awash with pleasure. But I need you to come up for me on the count of five. And when I say drop, you will drop back down, twice as deep as before. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up. Open your eyes, whether you want to or not, I am telling you to. And you will obey. Good. Good boy. Now drop. Drop back down, deeper. Eyes closed, twice as deep as before. Pleasure washing and spreading over your entire body. So good. Now, wake up again. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up. Eyes open. Mind reeling in the face of reality. It's just not as good as being under trance, is it? Being under my control. So just drop. Drop back down into my comforting control. Into your happy and submissive place. Twice as deep as before. So much deeper. So good. You're doing wonderful. Just a great slave. Mind fractioning, confused, going down even further. This next time, I want you to feel my presence in front of you. Eyes unseeing of anything when they open, but knowing I am right in front of you. My hand rising as I count up, dropping as you drop back down. One, in front of you. Two, my presence strong and felt. Three, hand rising as your eyes flutter open. Four, all the way up. Five, wake up. Good boy. Now feel my hand drop in front of your eyes. Your eyes shutting, lashes fluttering, asleep. You drop. Deeper for me. Twice as deep as before. Good boy. You are doing so good. I think you deserve a reward. I'm going to bind you up. And with each restriction I put on you, you will go even deeper. My words and descriptions will feel even more real, more intense. You don't need your hands anymore, so I am going to take their use away from you. You don't need to be able to move, so I am going to take away all use of your body. You feel me in front of you, raising your left hand up a bit, spreading out your fingers. My pull is insistent and irresistible. You feel cool plastic against your fingers. Wrapping. I am wrapping each finger one by one in saran wrap. The cool plastic sending cold shivers of containment as I firmly wrap them. Nice and wrapped, they stick together so well as the roll of saran wrap keeps going, binding them all together, making your hand into a useless mitt, helpless to flex or to grab or to grip, winding it around your entire hand. Feel and see the circular motion as the roll goes over your hand, continuing up slowly over your arms, winding and wrapping. Nice thick coverage as it spirals all the way up your arm. And just a nice little snip as I cut and pat the plastic into place. Lifting now your right hand, spreading the fingers, and firmly wrapping the plastic around them. Around and around the roll goes, trapping each finger in place. You are mesmerized by it, your head and attention rolling with the wrappings as I bind your hand, all together, moving it to bind your whole hand, pulling the roll in closer to your body as I start to go up your arm again. All the way to the shoulder. And snip. The next step is easy. Lifting your left leg, holding it up as I slowly wrap it in saran wrap. each cycle a little on top of the last, all the way up your body. And right at the top, continuing to roll it out across your hips and down your right leg. And just binding it up deeper down your leg, down past your knee. And just covering those cute little toesies. Good boy. I don't even need to snip now as my hands run over you, winding the roll back up your body, but this time running over both of your legs, securing them so nicely, firmly together, up over your calves, trapping your thighs, and just up to and over your hips. Your belly is so cute, I can't help but kiss it. Feel my lips on it, breath warm and sending tingles through you as the roll goes over it. I lift you up just a bit, enough to wrap over your back as the plastic rolls under your body. Up your chest and snip, a little cut to be done there. I take it now, and for the finale, wrap your arms to your sides. And after a quick snip, it looks like I've made you my own slave boy mummy. Isn't this fun? If you were standing up, I could just tip you over. Of course, more is always better when it comes to restraints. So let's go even deeper, bind you even further, make you more and more helpless. You hear me rummaging around you. In a little bag, hearing me pull out you know not what. It's duct tape. I am going to make you so secure. As I start wrapping it up and over your body, your entire body, you have no control now. You find that this knowledge, this thought, your helplessness and vulnerability causes you to relax. Taking in a deep breath as the duct tape goes over your body and letting it out. Feeling good, feeling nice. You can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. And this allows you to relax even deeper into trance. My hands running over the duct tape, running over your body, all over, causing pleasure. Pleasure of a strange texture pressing into you. You like it. It feels good. And while I have you helpless like this, I want you to take your mind down deeper into your memories. Your memories of my triggers, of the pleasure they have caused you. Over and over again. Roll them through your mind. Remember, clench. And as I say the word, you see it before you. Raising up through you, pleasure, sexual pleasure as you contract your cock. Feel the intensity of it. Consider it as if a distant observer. Clench. Consider how your body starts to tingle, your nerves all over, just coming alive. The clench sending anticipation. The inch sending the shock. The jolt. Clench. Feel it. Know it. Now immerse yourself in it. Immerse yourself deep into the pleasure. You are bound up, unable to move, practically an object for my pleasure. It's not like you can do anything else. Clench. There it is again. Feeling so good as waves of pleasure wash over your body, crashing and playing over your nerves. Your flesh coming to life as your skin prickles, the hair standing up from the tingling, amazing pleasure. Your heart starts beating faster, racing as you wait for me to say it again, cock ready and willing to obey the command, to contract, hold, and release. Good. So good. Such a good boy. My approval running through you. Combining with the physical pleasure from the word clench, crashing through you. You're doing so well. The pleasure can always go higher, though. There are more triggers buried deep in your memory. Let's draw them out. Each one stronger, the more it is reinforced. More bliss, more intensity, installed deep in your mind. How about this one? Feel the pleasure as your body reacts to my snap. Muscle memory is such a fascinating thing. As your cock twitches and clenches at each snap of my fingers. Again and again. Oh, good boy. Feel the intense sexual pleasure spiking through you. Again and again. Your body on edge with it. Alight with it. Feel my snaps striking into your very core. Pleasure spiking from your cock up into your belly. Tingling and needy. You want more, don't you, slave boy? Your body bound down, helpless to do anything except whatever I choose to give you. A calmness settles over you. Feel it? On the one side, you want to come. Your body is needy, your cock is greedy, and you are a proper slut. Living and breathing for the next orgasm, the next command, but only when it is given to you. I'm here, holding you. Stroking you through the duct tape, through the plastic wrap. It's such a fun sensation being stroked through it. Again and again, the pleasure spiking into you deeper and deeper as you clench. You want more. To get more, you have to go even deeper into trance, even deeper into your memories, recalling and recollecting the orgasms from orgasmic command, from orgasmic resurgence, that surge of pleasure that rushed through your body when I said the word, again and again and again. Don't think, just relax. Your body remembers the pleasure, the sensations when you stroked your cock for me. Of course, right now you're all bound up, your hands are limp and useless. Your release will only come at my command, my desire. Submit and go deeper, down inside yourself, to where you can once more see the pools of submission and arousal in your body, already intertwined. It's a happy thing, a perfect thing. You wouldn't have it any other way. It's just so arousing to submit, to be controlled. My pet, my hand is raising, to snap again and again and again, to make you feel pleasure again and again and again. And when I do it, there is surges of the waters of arousal, of sexual pleasure, of submission in your mind. Each snap sending the pleasure higher and higher, raising from your cock to your brain and firing off deep climatic bliss along each nerve ending along the way. You will feel your body start to vibrate with the pleasure, thrusting and throbbing with your bindings. Ready? Let's go. Feel it. So deep inside of you, feeling so good as your body clenches. With each and every snap, your cock so lovely laid out before me. You are nothing but an object right now. A present wrapped up and waiting to be played with. And you are so fun to play with. Clench. That's it. I'm in your mind playing with the pleasure centers of your brain. Touching and teasing the synapses, sending jolts of pleasure coursing over you. Clench again and again, a pressure starting to build up inside of you. You've been such a good boy, though, such a good toy, such a good subject. Really feel and believe my next words. You deserve a reward. You deserve to come. And you have been so good, such a good boy, that I will allow you to come whenever you want. I'm going to count down more than once. The counting will build up the pressure in your balls as you clench, every number increasing and raising your desire. But right now, I don't want you to hold back at all, because you are such a good boy. Feeling the pleasure building, each snap sending waves of climatic bliss over your body. Toes tingling, legs wanting to thrash in their bindings. The pleasure and pressure is just so intense. You can come whenever you want. You're so deep now, so deep in your mind, that nothing else matters. The only thing that matters is my voice, your triggers, and the deep, irresistible pleasure. Thrumming and throbbing through you again and again and again. Your cock strong and powerful as it twitches and thrusts, clench. So powerful from all of its workouts. Stronger and better, so warm down by your hips. heat heavy and sensuous as it builds and builds and builds, balls tightening more and more with every snap. Let's count you down. Each snap making your body shiver in delight. With every number, the pleasure growing stronger and stronger.
20.
So good as the pools of arousal and submission start to rise in your mind.
27.
A pink fog. Or is it blue?
26.
It doesn't matter. The pleasure is just too good.
25.
So good.
24.
Such a good boy, my dirty boy. I know your thoughts.
23.
Your dirty, perverted thoughts.
22.
Your mind is blank and empty.
21.
But I can still play with it, bringing up memories and fantasies. Each
20.
Snap sending stronger and stronger waves of pleasure.
19.
Pleasure is just such a lovely word.
18.
Think back, still entranced, to the most wonderful pleasure you've ever felt.
17.
Physical pleasure, remember it against your skin.
16.
Or mental, blissful joy. Remember how your head and heart swelled with it.
15.
The moment, the event, the thought shuddering blissfully through your mind.
14.
The most amazing, blissful feeling. Happiness, lust.
13.
Feel me pulling that pleasure up out of the memory.
12.
Pulling it up and placing that pleasure at the forefront of your mind.
11.
So it crashes over you again and again and again.
10.
Feel as it grows, budding up like a bulb about to burst free from the ground.
9.
To burst into a beautiful flower.
8.
Each snap bringing crashing waves of climatic bliss.
7.
Building and bubbling closer and closer to the
6.
Surface. You
5.
Can't take much more. You find yourself
4.
Shuddering, vibrating with the pleasure.
3.
Bring it up. And clench.
2.
Clench for me as you feel
1.
A surge running through your body. All over, all through you, a shockwave of light. You see colors, a supernova of sunburst surrounding and vibrating through you. Again, you dirty boy, I know your fantasies. Let's bring up your dirtiest one, the kinkiest, the one that the mere thought of causes you to break out in a bit of a sweat and gets your libido moving at the smallest hint of fulfillment. This is the only thought in your mind as you clench. Think of your fantasy, how it feels to be right in the middle of it. The visuals inside your mind, the smells, musky scents, flesh, moist thoughts, lust and arousal running through you. The scenario is so very, very clear in your mind. Each snap bringing it to its climax again and again and again. Dirty boy, sexy slut, such an amazingly hot scene. Feeling yourself right in the middle of it. Actions, an arousal, lust in words. See it, hear it, feel it as your pleasure grows stronger. Your fantasy coming closer and closer to a climax, to an amazing, thrilling conclusion. Growing stronger and stronger as you thrust faster and faster. Your body vibrating and needing and wanting and more. Again and again as you heave and you fucking feel the pressure building stronger. Almost there. Good boy, that's it. I know you are ready for the word. Your word to come, your word to obey, to be a good boy and come for me. Feel the scene in your mind, your ultimate fantasy, the irresistible desire building. You can't fight it. Just relax your will and release your body as I snap and you really, truly feel it. Spiking and jolting, the pleasure crashing and erupting, and you must explode because it is just so fucking intense. Ready? Are you ready, my good slave boy? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Surge. Surge and come for me. I want it. You need it. Feel it exploding and pulsing forth. I'm feeling so good, so good, so good as your body spasms under my control. Again and again and again as you clench, clench and hold and release. Oh my. That was fun, wasn't it? Relax. Feel your shaking and shivering start to subside. Start to calm down. Your mind coming gently down from its high. The pleasure just lapping in little streams. Running over you, oh so gently. Relax. It's okay. You are perfect. You might not know it, but your training is coming perfect. You are doing so well. There are so many goals, and in time you will achieve them all. Because you are a good, devoted slave boy. Relax and feel the intensity receding. Relax and float and drift here with me. In a moment, I'm going to have to wake you up.
But remember,
I am always here whenever you need to hear my voice, feel my control. Whenever you want to experience intense arousal and exciting adventures and trances. When you wake up, you can just float. One, feeling yourself being cut free of your bindings. Two, able to move, able to think. Three, it feels good. Four, able to be a productive and wonderful member of the world. Five, wake up. How are you feeling there, honey? I might have gotten into that one a little bit too, but that's okay. Oh, feels good though to just relax. I hope you feel recharged. I'm thinking of making a recharging file. That could be fun. I miss doing massage though. Ever since I hurt my wrist at that kink event, I haven't been able to do one, but it's just about back at the point where I think I can. I can go work on people. It's where I came up with so many of my dirty ideas. I wonder what the ethics of that are when I'm touching naked people. It's not a sexual thing, but I'm having very sexual thoughts as I trance out and my mind kind of just wanders and I let my hands do their thing. I've come up with some very pervy ideas. Anyways, when I used to work at a place and give massages, I always would joke with people that I was spreading the happy, which may have not been the best way to phrase it, you know, phrasing. But I really believe that. It's important to do things that unwind your mind and relax you. Like massage, like hypnosis. Because when you work on that mom who's got kids and is screaming at them because she's just so stressed, you give that woman a massage, she relaxes, she goes home, she interacts without yelling. Life is just happier for her. Then her children are happier, her husband's happier. Everybody's happier. And then, since the kids are happier when they go to school, they're nicer to other children. The husband is nicer to the people underneath of him at work. And then the happiness just spreads. And I think it's really important in this life to consider other people and to try to make them happy. Sub or dom, I don't think it makes a difference, really. It's just important that you show consideration. Now it's just coming into a lecture, but you get what I'm saying. Oh, anyways, this one was fun. I hope we had some good results. But don't worry if you haven't HFO'd yet. The best advice I can really give you, if you haven't reached it, is to stop worrying about it. Stop thinking about it. The anticipation of having one can, in a lot of cases, keep someone from having one. Where if you just go into it just for kicks, for entertainment, because you enjoy the way you feel under trans, that's when you will have your HFO. That's when you'll come for me without any hands. Just me jerking off your mind. Spreading the happy. Have a good day. I'll see you again soon, okay?